You're listening to episode 36 of High School Counseling Conversations. In this episode, I'm giving you your back-to-school high school counselor starter pack broken into three categories: community support, podcast episodes, and resources. Consider it like grocery shopping. You've got your list, but you may need to pick some items up off of the shelf to read the box and check it out before deciding if it's something you're going to cook with for this week or this school year. Think about it like sort of a roundup of options that may be of interest to you. Free and paid, office-focused and program-focused, even you-focused. Everything I talk about in this episode will be in the show notes where you listen to your podcast or on this episode's website, which is counselorclick.com/episode36. So let's dive in so you can decide what would be the most helpful to you this school year. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. I just got finished hosting three live back-to-school workshops. Even though there aren't any more live ones, there's still time to catch the replay if you want. If you were signed up for one of them, the video replay is now in your email and it's accessible through the end of this week, August 25th. If you'd rather tune into just the audio, I've got that in our private podcast feed for back-to-school season, which is also open through August 25th as well. That's this Thursday if you're listening to this the week that it comes out. There's still lots of value here, even if you didn't catch it live, so I wanted to make sure that you knew that you could still listen to that this week before I dove into anything else. That private podcast feed that I mentioned, where you can now find the workshop replay, is a short, exclusive back-to-school podcast. It's still available through the end of the week. It's three episodes of how-tos: how to set up your systems, how to ready your caseload, and how to use data to make decisions, all as a high school counselor heading into this school year. I created this short podcast series to be quick and actionable, like you could use this to be prepped and ready for your year right after you listen to it. Okay, so those were some limited time, quick announcement type resources that I wanted to make sure to get in your hands before this week was over. We're coming out of the gate strong with the Click Collaborative membership as your solution to high school counselor community and professional growth for this year. This is my monthly or annual, if you so choose, high school counseling membership that opens twice per year. And guess what? Doors are open right now through Thursday, August 25th. That's this Thursday. The purpose and mission of this membership is to help high school counselors like you engage in practical professional development and feel equipped, encouraged, and connected with your community. There is a community component and a learning component. I'm obviously a fan of both, or all of this, and it brings me a lot of life. You can read more about what's inside and the why behind it all at clickcollab.com. That's CLIQUECOLLAB.com. Now, it's worth mentioning that episode 32 of the High School Counseling Conversations podcast is all about office prep. It's part pep talk, part practical, like this is what I like to have in my office, this is how it's laid out, that kind of stuff. In this episode, I talk about what would make your life easier while still considering, quote, is this necessary? Everyone's space is different. Everyone's personalities are different. Everyone serves different students with different needs. Your office is so individual to you. What's important is that you've created a safe space for your students to talk, share, respond, process, and I know that you're doing that. Go give a listen to episode 32 if you want to hear more of my thoughts on that. It's called Back to School Tips for High School Counselors, Office Prep. On the topic of podcast episodes, maybe you just need some back to school inspiration from other high school counselors who are in unique roles but doing similar things to you. Check out episodes 33, 34, and 35 to hear from some of my Click Collaborative members about what's working for them and what's hard for them right now. I think you'll walk away realizing you are not alone. And sometimes that's exactly what we need to combat that imposter syndrome that we feel all too often. These episodes would also be helpful if you're on the fence about joining the Click Collaborative by Thursday night or not. Be on the lookout for next week's podcast episode, which is just a straight-up back-to-school pep talk for high school counselors. I'm really doing this episode because new counselors love the new counselor pep talks, so I needed one for veteran counselors or people coming back into this other than year one counselors. Next, let's talk resources. This resource truly works for all grade levels, but you know I'm here for you high school counselors. You have zero time to put together a presentation at the beginning of the year as you're enrolling your 105th new student and the only elective you have left for them is speech. You're busy reassuring them that it is not scary and they'll do fine. An explanation to admin and other staff about what you do as a counselor is at the bottom of your list because you are too busy putting out fires. I get it. The school counselor beginning of the year presentation is done for you. This presentation will check off your beginning of the year advocacy efforts and lay the groundwork for more conversations about what you do and why you do it. Moving on, if you're like me, you cannot find a moment of time to put up a new bulletin board 24/7. I mean, let's be real. If you've updated it once a year, you're doing great. I have left a lot of bulletin boards up for longer than a year. I have a lot of bulletin boards in my TPT store, but I'm going to tell you about a few of them in particular that I love and why I love them. A lot of them are bundled together, too, for a discount in my store. I'd say the most popular bulletin board in my TPT store is the Mindfulness Bulletin Board. This one is great because it can withstand the test of time. It is not just for back to school, so if you forget and leave it up for eternity, it's still serving you and your students. This bulletin board has everything you need just to print, cut out, and assemble a bulletin board that shows off 8 mindfulness techniques or coping skills that students can quickly and easily start implementing immediately. The bulletin board has cards that they can pick and choose and take away with them. Like it has a bulleted list, it's cut in half of the size of a sheet of paper, and they can just grab it and walk to class with it. These strategies are meant to be able to do at their desks, throughout the day, and even in class. The techniques on here help students identify their own needs and regulate themselves. Even at the high school level, our students aren't pros at this. We really know that this is true, because it's even hard for us sometimes. During pandemic times, I added something to this resource. It's still part of it, don't worry. I added QR codes to scan with a device. I love the flexibility that this offers. With so many of our students having their phones out all the time, QR codes have made the greatest comeback story of all time, am I right? Everyone knows how to access and use QR codes to make their lives easier, so add it to a bulletin board. If you're looking for a more timely bulletin board, but also very high school specific, check out the Financial Aid and FAFSA Bulletin Board. It has information on grants, loans, scholarships, work study, basically all the things you're talking to students about in classroom lessons and individual meetings and first-gen small groups. But here it is in bulletin board format for the masses as they walk by or wait in your lobby. Teresa S. left a review on this resource saying that she had students using this bulletin board as a part of a scavenger hunt in her school, which I thought was a pretty cool idea to take this a step further. And then Megan F. has an actual counseling classroom, and she said that she hangs this bulletin board up during the month that they focus on financial aid with their students. We know as adults that we have to see the information so many times before it sticks with us or we remember to actually do something with it. So here's a solution to that. I will say, I've had a couple of people ask about customizing for their state-specific deadlines, and though I cannot do that for all 50 states, I do have the national deadline date for the FAFSA listed on the bulletin board as June 30th, because this is true. This is the national date. If you do need to create something specific for your state to emphasize state-specific information or deadlines, I just encourage you to add that to your board yourself. Lastly, if you're looking for more of an intro to who your counselors are, you know, something that makes you a little more human and not just a schedule change autoresponder, because I'm pretty sure that's who or what our students think we are at this point during the year, consider a bulletin board that introduces who you are and what you do. I have a few of those in my TPT store, but I want to tell you about the Hidden Gems bulletin board because this one can withstand the test of time too, like that mindfulness bulletin board. The Hidden Gems bulletin board serves two purposes. It tells students who you are or who your team is, and then also gives them examples of things that you do as a school counselor. There are 10 different gems, you know, like gemstones with words on them, that describe examples of things that you help students with, like family issues, grief, stress, friendship issues. This is a favorite of mine to keep up in a lobby or wherever your space is that's designated for counselors or students or parents waiting for counselors. I like to keep it where they're waiting so they have something to look at or something to read while they're sitting there. Who knows if they actually read it or not? I like to think that they do, so I'm going to put it up on the wall. Okay, I could talk about bulletin boards all day, but they're not a necessity. They're there if you want some decor, and I try and make mine have a purpose as well. I've always loved assembling bulletin boards because it helps me feel like I started something and I finished something. You know there is so much in this job that never feels like it's done. Check them out if you feel like you could use them in your school or your program this year. I know I laid out a ton of different things that may be helpful for you at the beginning of the year, but I wanted to make sure that you heard all of your options because you may feel like you need all of this. You may feel like you need none of this. You may want to mix and match different resources that you need for the year, and I am definitely cool with that. If you have any questions about any of these resources, whether it's to solve your community, podcast, or resource needs, send me a DM or an email. I'd be happy to answer any questions or help you through any sort of decisions that you have. Don't forget, doors close to the Click Collaborative this Thursday night, August 25th, and I hope to see you inside. Either way, I'll see you next week for a high school counselor back-to-school pep talk. Can I ask you a favor before we go? If you're enjoying the podcast, would you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review? This is how other high school counselors just like you can learn about and listen to high school counseling conversations. The more reviews, the more it shows up in searches, and everyone wins with your kind words. Just head to the show in Apple Podcasts and scroll down past the episodes. You'll see the space to rate and review. I would love to see the impact that high school counseling conversations is having far and wide, and that could be done with your help. I truly appreciate you. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.